Hey, Kate.
Hey, Gail, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. So I ordered the Peanuts digital advent calendar from peanuts.com back in October, and I was supposed to get access to it in November. And I've been looking thinking every day, gosh, I got to do something about that. So I sent an email to customer service at where I bought it. No response. So I called American Greetings directly, and she set up an account for me and got me all again. And I'm actually in it now. So, but that's what I thought it was going to be a 2 minute call at, ha. But anyway, I'm in it. So thank you for being patient.
Thank you, because it's been a day.
Yeah, your truck's okay?
Yeah, and I'm sitting here getting ready to moments away from getting up to go, and I got a text from the realtor. The drawer, one of the drawer that my silverware is in the kitchen, is problem has problem. And so she wanted to know if she could send somebody over here this morning. And I wrote back no. And I put the phone down. And I don't think she liked that. But it wasn't going to work. And I was busy. And anyway, then she said, well, when could he come over? And I wrote back, okay, what about 3:30 this afternoon? And then I get up and I get ready and I go out and we get in the car and I
It
turn
won't.
the key. It went click. I mean, that's all it did was click. Well, it's been wind chill up in the teens and I haven't been driving it. So I called her back. First, I called the groomer, told her what happened. Her husband was started opening her parents' store, so he couldn't come. So I called the realtor and said, if the guy that was going to look at the drawer can come now, can he boost my car? She said, probably. And so I said, yes, send him now. And so she checked with him, he could. So she sent him over and he had a cable, the jump starter cables that had a thing on it that would tell you if your battery was okay or not. And it was lit up green, yes, that my battery was okay. So it's definitely from not driving it enough to keep it charged.
There is something called a battery tender. It costs like $35. You plug your car in, and it makes your battery last a lot longer because it doesn't discharge and charge. It keeps it steady. And
Well,
I have one, and I keep forgetting to turn it in, but turn it on. But they told me if you're not going to drive it for 3 days, plug it in, and
I'll
that
go.
really reduces the wear and tear on your battery, makes it last a lot longer.
I can go over a week without starting mine. I've even gone 2 weeks before. They're $44.95. There's one in a box on the counter because
Oh, you already have one.
he was telling me about it, the guy
Okay, so you
that
know
did
what
it.
I'm talking about.
Yeah, so I went in and there was not on my list of things to get today, but that's all I got. So it's in the box. I have to hook it up, and because I asked Google how long would it take to charge the battery, and they said 4 hours on the highway when it was dead like mine.
Ooh.
I've never heard it taken that long. I'm sure that they go to the extreme, but it was completely dead. So I bought the thing and now I still have to hook it up. The guy
It's
that went,
not hard.
yeah, poor lady.
But they did, somebody showed me how to do it, so.
Well, the poor lady at the Walmart, she said, do you know anything about batteries and do you know how to hook this up? Because I said, is it hard? And she goes, I said, I have YouTube. She took me over to the battery and showed me where it went. She was so patient with me. But oh my God, I was like, just need to get home. I have an appointment at 12:30. But anyway, then I thought, because I back it in, I don't know if there's a plug-in on that side of the garage, so I
Oh.
have to see how long the cord is. I
I
think,
use an ex I have an extension cord for mine because it's a very short cord.
yeah, I think I have a heavy-duty cord somewhere. That I made Fred buy me a new one because the old one melted.
Oh no.
Yeah, we had we put plugged in we plugged in the air conditioner in Landon's room, the portable one we had in the tiny home, because that's the hottest room in the house in the summertime. And it wouldn't reach. So we plugged that heavy duty cord in because it should have been okay with a heavy duty cord, right?
You would think so.
Cord melted together.
Oh
It
my
was not
gosh.
okay. I never saw anything like that happen before. Thank God it didn't start a fire, you know. I was really disturbed about that because in my mind, Fred should have told me that. How am I supposed to know it wouldn't support the air conditioner? It's a freaking extension cord and it's heavy duty. It should support everything. He informed me after the fact that that's not the case. I said, then why didn't you tell me when you gave me this cord? Oh, it doesn't matter. Sorry, I'm getting off on a
It's in the rear view mirror.
yeah. So, how are you?
Oh, I've had a lovely morning. Well, after we got home, so William had a 7:30 fasting blood draw on the other side of town, and it's one of those days for me too. So I go the freeway to a long street. So there's two ways to get to this place. You can take the loop road and then go east, or you can take the freeway down farther that goes east west. And so I like to take the road because it's fa generally faster, because you don't have to it when you go the freeway, you have a long way up to get to where that was. So I'm about 2 miles down that road, and apparently all the there's something to do with the power because all the street lights are out and they closed the road. So we had to turn around and go back to
No.
the freeway and go the freeway and then all the way up. And we were only 5 minutes late, and they said, oh, this is fine. And thankfully there weren't any other dogs there at that time of day, so the dogs stayed pretty calm.
Oh,
But
good.
and we were out of there by 8. So we got home and had a leisurely breakfast, and I've been playing. And yeah, I've been looking at what I want to get done and what has been done and how my energy level is. And I was talking to my sister yesterday, and it's like, I shouldn't be pushing myself. This is Christmas. It's time to relax and enjoy yourself. So, what gets done, and I'm really enjoying what I am doing. Oh, look at that bear, little guy.
Well, he's had his
Chili?
bath. He's had his bath, and it's really cold in here because we're by the windows.
Yeah.
So, I'm gonna put this on him. I
Does
agree.
that have double pane windows?
I think so. I think so. Here they do. On the both ends, it does not.
Okay, you can put inside storm windows plexiglass in, and your landlord might do that for you because it would probably cut way down on the heating
Oh, wow.
expense.
You know, I don't know because see, there's not a room underneath this. It's the patio, so we're kind of sticking out, you know.
So you think
And
the heat's the cold is coming from below, not the
I do. I know that when I if I keep the curtains closed, it will stay a little bit warmer in here, but the floor is always cold. And you can see it's hardwood, so there's no carpet, you know, to make it feel any warmer. Yeah, but I agree that this is Christmas time and it's time for you to do
Enjoy
as little as possible and to do as much on holding your energy as possible.
Yeah.
If you can, the more time that you can spend in those quiet moments of in your heart space, all the better for everything. How are you feeling on the being behind?
Well, that realization kind of made me step back and real, you know, kind of like, maybe I'm not behind.
We just have to go with everything's in divine order, in
Yeah.
divine timing, and just call it good. You know, we put these, even if there is a deadline, we can only do so much. And that's just all there is. And I think that's it's hard for us to just let something go, you know, or just be okay with it's not done in the time that I wanted it done. And be okay with it. And you know, especially when, you know, I had every intention, I still have all that stuff on my table there. I had every intention of having that off before we met today, and that didn't happen.
Life got in
And
the
yeah, and there's so and tomorrow the pest guy's coming, so I will have to take at least an hour and a half to do what I do before the pest man comes, you know, and vacuum and dusting would be great. If I don't get it done, I don't get it done, but I'll do the best I can. And be okay with that. I miss a cleaning lady so bad. So
I'm so grateful for mine.
bad.
Oh.
That's on my list for next year. That would be lovely. But you know, just being okay with everything, whatever everything is,
Yeah.
and feeling that joy and really immersing ourselves in those feelings, you know, that'll be so good for you and for the dogs.
Yes. Poor William was so stressed when we got in there. He was just
Oh.
shaking, and it's like that is so hard on his little body.
Yeah.
Well, today is Michael's birthday. He would have
Oh.
been 79.
Oh my goodness. Wow. How are you doing with all that?
Missing him.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway, I ordered another angel reading. So I don't know if you saw that, so I did.
I did see that last night. I did see that because I remember thinking, I need to go in and change all those. And I was sitting over on the sofa and I was thinking, I don't have time. I don't have the energy to go change anything. And I was looking in the PayPal accounts and I saw that you had purchased one. And I was like, oh, thank you. Do you want to go ahead and schedule that now? Do you, or do you need to look at your calendar or what?
I've got my calendar right here. Do you want to? Let's see here. How does the 15th or the 16th look?
I can do the 16. It's dark in here. Magic goes to the groomer that day. So,
Oh, he doesn't go every day, that every week the same day.
see, the reason he went today is because on Tuesday we were supposed to have ice,
Oh, that's
and so
right.
I
Okay.
rescheduled.
Okay.
I could do after 10 or after your time.
Okay. On the 16th or the 15th?
Yeah, on the 16th, that's Tuesday. What do you have?
It's wide open.
Oh, okay. So
Oh,
what
yes.
anytime after 10 o'clock, your 10 o'clock or after your time.
How about 10:30?
Okay.
Does that cut across your lunch?
No, that'll be fine. 'Cause I'll either eat before or after.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. This year has gone by so fast.
I know.
So fast. And next year's going to be fabulous. It's going to be fabulous. Do you go back and look at or are you following Alex, the astrology lady on Facebook?
She pops up in my feed because I think I am following her. I just don't always read it.
She's
But she's
she
always got
just
such hopeful stuff.
yes, and she has posted some really good things about this full moon. So if you get a chance to go look, they're just wonderful. And you always feel so empowered,
Yeah.
after reading her stuff. Can you hear that noise?
No.
Okay. The people that do the lawn are here and they're underneath me moving leaves out from under
Oh,
the table down there, and
I
they're
can't
moving stuff. And okay, so long as you can't hear it. Are you okay? Magic's like worn out. He's just
Oh.
barely moving. He was excited and wanted to play when we got home, and I thought, oh my gosh. Because I told him, I said, Madge, I got to get on the call. And he's like, but Mom, you need to throw this raccoon for me. And he got up there with the raccoon in his mouth, but I don't see it now, so I don't know what happened to it. Okay, so how are you feeling about the clutter around you and those kinds of things?
It's annoying, but it doesn't seem to be I mean I'm sure it's weighing down on me. I got quite a bit of the kitchen cleared off, and boy, is it nice. And in the bathroom I got some clutter cleared out, and boy, is it nice. So I really want to spend some time on my crafting desk because it's so cluttered with things that are not Christmas that I need to make room so I don't have to craft on my lap.
Oh no. Oh no.
With
Even
glue,
if you
that is
Oh
dangerous.
gosh, I'll bet. So if even if you have to take a crafting time to clear away, that would probably be a good thing so
Yeah.
that you have more room to breathe.
And the funny thing is, the dogs will let me play between 9 and 10. They will let me clean other times, but they won't necessarily let me craft. So
Really?
I can take some time other times to do it, and they will let me. As long
Wow.
as I'm standing up, they aren't going to bother me.
I got stools to go up my counter. If I sit there, magic has to be in my lap. That doesn't always work out for whatever I'm doing there. But if I'm standing there, he's fine, but if I sit down, he wants in my lap. So I totally get that standing makes a difference.
It's so
Wow.
funny.
So what about your anxiety levels? How do you feel you're doing with all of that?
Well, I noticed myself doing the, because, oh, I have not driven in the rain in the dark in, I don't know when, probably a year. I've driven in the dark when it was dry, periodically. I don't like it, but it's okay. But man, it was really challenging at first. I mean, I settled into it once I got on the freeway, but I was like, the car was, I was wondering if there was something wrong with the steering. It was, I just wasn't going straight, but it settled down, but I could feel myself going. So that was good. And I caught myself, and I did settle in. And once the dogs are on the freeway, they usually just lie down and snooze.
Oh, good.
It's when they can see, when they can see people or other animals, like if there's a dog in the car riding alongside us, that's when they freak out. And Rachel said part of it is that it's happening too fast for William to process. That's why he gets so anxious. So, and we only as one of my friends said, well, you never take them anyplace fun in the car. You only take them to the groomer and that.
Yeah. Well, but they enjoy the groomer, don't they? Or do they?
They do. They do once I'm out the door. It's like the, dropping your kid off at preschool. They scream until you're gone, and then they have a wonderful time.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Okay.
I take them straight back to the back out of the lobby, the waiting area that they that you can see, so they don't see me, and then they settle down while I'm paying.
Oh my goodness. Our babies. So do you feel like you have a good handle on everything that's going on around you, that when things come up that you're not feeling that rush of adrenaline and that anxiety, that you're able to be more calm when things are happening?
Well, it takes a while. Like every time Grace throws a curveball, it takes me, you know, hours to calm down. And Reverend Carrie is back. I think she flew into the States last night, and then they stayed overnight in Spokane, and they're going to drive home today. So Grace sent her an email yesterday that she copied, which I really appreciate. She copied me on, but she didn't say anything about a couple things that I want to make sure Reverend Carrie knows about. In fact, I thought I might just email Grace and say, were you going to mention the laptop software? Because it's another example of, I told Reverend Carrie, but it's another example of, she's not grounded in the same reality that we are. If she thinks it's okay to load the church's software on her computer just because we have, we can have up to three devices, then she's not, her understanding of what's right and wrong is her assumptions are very different.
And if she felt like she really needed to do that, shouldn't she have cleared that with somebody?
She just thought it was fine. And something that reminded me of something that she did earlier that I also want to make sure Reverend Carrie knows about, that she put the church's Ring doorbell on her home after we moved out of the church. And her logic was, well, I've got a bunch of the church stuff stored in my house, so it's still protecting church property.
Is the church paying for it?
I don't know. It's like $5 a month, but still.
But still.
Yeah, that's a question that maybe Reverend Carrie needs to ask her.
Yeah, and that would need to be approved by the board also, I would think. I mean, the whole thing, taking it, using it, the church paying for it. I mean, they might approve it, but still, she doesn't
As administrator, she has authority to spend up to $500 on routine office things. But yeah, that's not.
That's different, though.
Yeah.
That's different. And it just goes to behavior.
Yeah. And she's always been one for, I'd rather ask forgiveness than permission. So I guess she's, you know, I guess she's waiting to be told it wasn't okay. That whole attitude. It's okay for some things, but it's very dangerous in others.
So when you think about her, do you feel unsettled?
Yeah. Unsettled is maybe better than anxious. Although I do feel anxious when it first hits.
So I want to suggest that every time you think of her, to put her in those little blue angels,
yeah,
circle, and infuse that with love. Because when you can do that and reach that level, that true level of love, then you won't feel any anxiety or being uncomfortable. And the more you can train your neural pathways of belief to hold her in that energy, then when she does things, it won't be so startling.
Yeah.
For your system to take in. You can then just look at what she's done, or take in what she's done, just as a neutral observer, instead of feeling the anxiety of what she's done now, kind of thing. because she has control over your emotions.
I'm letting her have control over my emotions.
Yeah, you're letting her. And not because you chose to. It's you've been programmed for anybody that's doing stuff like that. But overcoming that programming will support you with everyone in the future.
Right.
So whenever you think about her or you see an email come up, and especially if she's misbehaving through the emails, then before you open that email, whatever feelings you're feeling, to overcome those before you ever open it, and being able to look at this as an observer that she has no control over how you're going to react. And just, you'll find that you start seeing whatever she's done and being able to just, shake your head and go, not feeling any reaction to it. You're not in agreement of it, but you don't feel an emotional charge from it. And from that neutral state, then you'll have better clarity of thought to either respond now or wait to respond, or you don't respond at all. The other thing that I wonder about with her is that, especially if like she calls, do you feel like you have to pick up the phone even
She
though
doesn't
you
call.
she never calls? Okay, so she
It's,
just
I mean,
emails.
it's very rare. It would be something that I really would need to attend to if she does.
Oh, okay.
She either texts or emails.
Okay. So even having a, but you don't have your cell phone very often on you, right?
Right. So I only check the text maybe once a day.
Oh, okay. Well, once a day is my phone used to always be dead in my purse, until I didn't have a landline. And now it's different. But okay. So just anytime that you see her name, and especially if you're just thinking and she just pops in your head for some reason about something to do with the church, and being able, if starting to feel any kind of emotional charge, being able to take that time right then and change that emotional charge into infusing all of that with love, with that intention of creating a higher outcome. And if she's misbehaving on a daily basis, maybe even adding that to your morning routine until things get better and on a better footing, that anything to do with her, you just infuse it with love and feel that relief in your body of being free of any kind of emotional charge that's uncomfortable where she's concerned. And having Reverend Carrie, thank God, to be that buffer, that it's not on you anymore. I still, it just keeps popping in my head that she said that was a military term. I won't even go into what my thoughts are about that. When she told you that some term you used was a military term.
Insubordination.
Yeah, insubordination. It's still a word. It's still true. It's true. It was the word that fit the what happened. So
Well, I mentioned something to Reverend Carrie, and I said it's almost insubordination, and she said it is insubordination. So
I have
that's
to
why I use
agree.
the word.
Yeah, it's because it's true. That describes what happened. Yeah, so the more you can be out of any kind of emotional charge where she's concerned, the better everything is for you. And she doesn't have any power anymore. And that becoming your, just the way you deal with her, that you've infused all this with love, you're in a higher vibration, she can't engage with you. There's no, oh no, there's something else to do with grace. It's just, okay, I'm going to deal with this with grace right now.
Did you say that when you saw her picture, it was like you saw black energy around her throat?
It wasn't around her throat. I just didn't feel a warm, fuzzy energy. It
Oh,
wasn't
okay.
comfortable. It was not a warm, fuzzy energy at all. I might have used dark,
Okay.
The word dark, I may have because I would describe it that way. Yeah, it wasn't comfortable. It felt off. And I was surprised because, like I said, she pops up in my Facebook feed of people I might know on Facebook to reach out to be a friend.
Oh.
That's where it first came up because I thought, who is this? I don't even know who this is. And I thought, whoa, her energy doesn't feel right. Who? And then I wanted to know who it was, you know, because, and it was because of the way I felt the energy to start with. So I researched who she was, and
Grace Connors, right?
it was her from the church. Yeah. And I thought, that's weird.
She is very weird. It's like you don't, she's so walled off. You don't feel like you know her or you can, there's no feeling of connection.
Well, that's too bad. That's really interesting in the type of church she's in and the position she's in, that that's the case.
Well, her dad was a Nazarene minister, so I know she grew up in a, I think they're pretty, you know, conservative Nazarene. And there were like eight sisters.
Wow, that's a big family. Well, but you know,
And
we
I,
all.
yeah, and she's had her challenges. Her one of her daughters committed suicide.
But we can choose how we're going to treat people. We do get to choose that. And whether it's a conscious choice or a subconscious choice, it still happens. And people take that, you know, how they're treated to heart.
Yeah.
And well, do you think that Reverend Carey will fire her?
I don't know. I'm putting it in her hands. I kind of hope that she has a come to Jesus with meeting with her and gives her clear guidelines and boundaries and then waits to see what happens. But she has talked about firing her.
Oh, she's actually mentioned it.
Yeah, she's mentioned it a couple times.
Wow.
But this kind of behavior tears the church apart and she's had to fire administrators before for doing things that were going to tear the church apart. And that's one of the reasons I mentioned to Grace in one of my emails that, you know, nothing good happens if the administrator and the minister are in conflict. And that's when she said, I don't have a problem with Reverend Carey. She may have a problem with me. And I'm like, what? But I think she's feeling cornered and
Well, then that's the time to say, I'm really sorry for what's happened here. How can we make this better? Well, okay. So, but the most important thing is how are you feeling with it, and what you can do to help you feel good about what's happening and not giving her any power and feeling supported by the board. Oh, sorry, babe. And Reverend Carey, and being able to do what your part is in a way that works for you.
yeah. And I have to say, Sunday threw me off for a good 8 hours. Monday threw me off for a few hours, maybe 3 or 4. The thing about the laptop.
So why do you, okay, so what happened on Sunday? Why
Sunday
did
was when I read the email and she had changed the sanctuary all around back the way she wanted it instead of the way Reverend Carey told her to keep it.
Oh, okay. Okay, so she blatantly went against what she was told to do. And
That's when I said insubordination.
okay. And so what do you think upset you for so long? Was it the conversation you had with her? Was it what you had to say to her? Was it that you
Well,
feeling you had no
I mean, I was
control?
upset by the email. I tried to text Reverend Carey and ask her, I gave her a heads up and said, do you want us to change it back? Well, I didn't hear back from her, and by the time I got there, it was too late. And I did the best to mitigate it that I could. But then we talked afterwards, and it was clear she was not sorry she did it. She really believes she's right. And I made a point of saying, yes, it was beautiful, and yes, the resolution on the TV screen was much better. I think the depth of field isn't as good, but I appreciated all the work that she had done about the slides, but I had a real concern about the timing on that. So at least I acknowledged that it was beautiful. But
Okay, but did you? Okay, so I'm wondering here, one, you got really upset, rightfully so, and two, you felt like you still had to tell her she did a good job.
I think that's one of the things that good leaders do is they acknowledge the good parts,
I see that.
but then they give them the hard truth.
Okay, I see. Okay. So you didn't it so you were following the leadership role rather than feeling like you needed to pacify her as a friend who had done wrong. Okay, those are two completely different things. Awesome. Okay, so when we have stuff happen, once it's over, like 90 seconds by your lady that can't remember her name. Then we get to choose. I don't know why I can't remember. But then we get to choose how do we want to feel now? So, with it taking so long to overcome those feelings, I think it's really important to look at what was it about those feelings that caused you to hold on to them instead of choosing to be di something different? Was it lack of control? Was it blatant disrespect and trying to deal with that?
I think that was a lot of it. And then when I get home from church on Sunday, I am so tired. I'm just emotionally and physically drained. And I stopped and ran an errand, which is, I'm kind of on a high from the service. And then when I get home, if I've stopped and run an errand, then I really crash. So a lot of it was just fatigue.
Being tired. Because we don't make good decisions when we're tired. Because if we're overwhelmed with something, we just keep flowing with the overwhelm instead of stopping and going, wait a minute. I'm
And
not
I have
gonna feel.
not had the best sleep the last week or so. So,
Okay. Well, and then the between the
solar
solar
flare.
flares and the coming moon and all that stuff, that's been interfering with the body too. And we're not breathing deeply.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but boy, I have really noticed. And that's where, feeling really heavy, moving the body around. Because when I do the take those deep breaths every 20 minutes or so, especially before I stand up, I don't have that feeling heavy and I can't hardly move. It's like I've got more circulation throughout my body, so everything's working better. So that's something that we really need to look at and address too, is taking those really deep breaths. There you go. Awesome.
So this has a tick that's really annoying, but I discovered that if I have Christmas music on, I don't notice the ticking. So I am going to start setting that thing on a regular basis.
And you can get some of these. I got these
Yeah,
at
I have
Amazon.
one that it's just fiddly. So this is just a one motion and it's done.
But if when the Christmas mu music's not playing anymore and you don't want to hear the tick, you should get
Well,
one of these.
that's when I put on classical music that I really like. And the more I do that, the better I am, and I just get out of the habit.
Okay, so when it comes to Grace, this whole thing that happened with her, do you feel like that the aftermath of your feelings taking so long to get back in control of those Was it, do you think it was because of her or just the situation?
I think the situation, it put me back in the role of Inspector General, and being the conscience and not wanting in not just incorrect but wrong things to happen. And yet I'm not her supervisor, so I really felt I needed to have a measured response, but I needed to respond. And so there are two things I still need to email Reverend Carrie about, hopefully before she talks to Grace, to give her more information.
Okay.
And the ring doorbell is going to be one of them.
Yeah, that's if she wanted to use that, she should have just bought it from the church. She should have just bought it if she wanted it. Buy it and then her pay for whatever the fee is that.
Yeah, and I don't remember what she said. She was, it was fairly soon after we moved out, and she was still board chair. And I think it was, we just were like, whatever. We were so exhausted from the move, we didn't care.
Yeah. Well.
It's another example. And something else that concerns me is we're all supposed to get background checks. Now, I haven't done mine yet, so I can't really cast aspersions on her. But what concerned me was when she said she was talking about somebody else picking up the offering because the regular person wasn't there. And I said, everybody who touches money is supposed to have a background check. And she's like, so that's the kind of thing she's also not taking seriously. And I think that is really her personal outlook on life. They don't pay taxes. And I don't know if that's because they don't need to pay taxes, they don't have enough income, or if it's just a she's that much of a whatever person that she doesn't believe in taxes, and so she's not going to pay them. And maybe they're paying them now because they sold property, but she gets a 1099, so that income is reported. Anyway, it's Reverend Perry's problem now. So, and the lines of communication are pretty clear. She does not work for the board. She works for Reverend Perry. So it is her place to handle things.
That's
But
great.
she may not remember that.
She will now.
Yeah, she will now.
Okay. Well, the most important thing in all of this is you. You know, and how you respond to her and how you can take your power back from her and she never get it again.
Or
And
just for
so
90 seconds.
You're going to react. You're going to react to what she does or what she says. But the more you can move out of that reaction quickly, then the less reactive you'll be. And it'll, and I have to, this is a kind of a crazy kind of example, but every time I see all the stupid stuff that Trump does, I can just look at it now and not have any emotional charge. And that's huge because we want to go into outrage.
And that's the worst thing we can do.
Yeah, exactly. So being able to look at it like, okay, this is not the first time, so I'm not going to be upset about this. I'm not in agreement with it, but I can not react in a way that my body's going to be upset. And instead, I can infuse all of this with love energy.
And he does this, he does that stuff to deflect from the real problems of Epstein and the war crimes.
Yeah. So much stuff. Well, I heard that oh, what's his name?
Think so.
No, the medium. Oh my God,
Sterling?
Sterling. Sterling said again that he's gonna be on his way to Saudi Arabia before we're able to charge him with anything. So sooner rather than later would be great. You know, to go back to being the leader of the free world. It would be so easy to go into intense despair.
Yes, and a lot of people are.
Yeah, of all of it. But, you know, you and I know that's not going to help me and it's not going to help you. So we don't let ourselves do that. And grace has to fit into that same kind of category. You know, Fred has to be in that same kind of category. It doesn't matter what you're gonna, what you do or what you say, I'm not gonna let it influence how I'm gonna feel. So being exhausted and stuff coming back from church, is there a way that you can improve that? Why do you think it's so draining for you to go? Is it all being around all the people? Is it the travel? Is it what do you think it is?
I pour out so much energy that I think it just drains me. And then I think a lot of ministers feel that way. You know, they're just pretty much toast after for Sunday afternoon. And I have just, you know, taken that as like, okay, I just need to chill on Sunday afternoon. I'm not productive and that's fine. But so my rest is because I usually get home late, the rest goes longer, like till 4 or so.
What do you think if, like Sunday morning, you get up and you start with Reikiing yourself, you know, bringing in the golden hand of God, Rachel's short meditation that helps to ground, and infusing yourself and the in the church and everybody involved, you know, start with, you know, being in the car and then going into the travel and then into the building. And, you know, in your mind's eye, before you ever get out of bed, you know, follow that all the way through back to being home, even if you have to take, you know, do an errand, but infusing all of that with that beautiful Reiki energy and asking your angels and guides to support you to sustain your energy. And for that Reiki energy to be flowing through you and giving to others through that love vibration instead of it taking your energy. And see how you feel doing that. You know, when I do a class, typically after a class is the class is, you know, we're finished, we're off the line. I'm feeling pumped and excited and bouncing, you know. There have been times when Fred got involved when that wasn't the case, because instead of sharing the flow of energy, you know, the love energy coming through me, I wasn't able to get into that space first. And so it all had to come from me. And that's draining. But if you open up that beautiful Reiki God's love energy to come through you, and for that, because it feeds you too, you know, and just see how that works for you, if it makes a difference in how you feel when you get back home. Because that's a way of mastering your energy and working with the divine, if it can help you and support you to feel better throughout the day. That God, that'd be wonderful. 'Cause then you're not having to recoup. Yeah. How does that sound?
That sounds like it would really be a good idea.
Yeah.
And that'll take practice, but
Yeah. And actually, you know, and using that anytime you're going to engage with something to do with grace, which is uncomfortable. You know, there again, infusing it all with the love energy. And that will just elevate you out of being able to engage in that lower energy too. Yeah. I'd love to hear how that works. That's empowering for you. Very much so. Wow. So, is there anything else that's weighing on you this week?
Well, the energy on that craft desk is not good, so I will be addressing that.
Okay, awesome. Yeah.
I'll do a little decorating. I've been doing a little every day, but not a marathon of trying to get everything up.
So, do you have something special planned this afternoon for a little bit for you and Michael?
Actually, I need to go to Costco,
Do
but
you have to go today?
I'm gonna have a chocolate cupcake for dinner tonight with whipped cream on it in the freezer.
Ooh, that sounds yummy.
Or I might make chocolate chip cookies. Those were his favorite.
Oh, wow. So that would be lovely to make the cookies and be chatting with him because you know he'll be there. And just allow yourself because you're going to be focused on something, but it's not brain surgery. And allow yourself to take in his responses.
Oh.
Yeah. I love that idea. I could just see him sitting there waiting for a cookie. Now, on the TV show Ghosts, they can smell the food. Ah, wow. That could really be a lovely time.
Yeah.
You know, he responds. Do you feel like that you're not hearing him, or do you feel like you're just not understanding that it's him?
I don't think I'm hearing him. Yeah, I don't think so. I really have to imagine to feel his presence.
Well, the thing is, it changes. The way we feel of their energy when it comes in changes. I remember when Daddy died, I knew when I could feel him. And then after a couple of years, it changed. The feeling changged. And
Okay.
I thought, what happened? And I asked, what happened? Why is this different? Well, it's because he's changing over there. And of course, we're still changing here too. And so that feeling that of the human feeling of the energy is not going to always be the same. So, and you know, people will get disappointed that, well, I don't feel my angels anymore. Well, it's because you're changing too. And so it may not feel the same as it did before. So you just have to be open to roll with that experience because they never leave. They're always there, always with us. And because they've been with us, you know, our angels and guides, they've been with us, except for the new ones, you know, they've been with us our whole lives. So they sound like us, they feel like us, you know. But, and you know, you can ask Michael to show you something that's indisputable. I'm sure he won't put a spider on your monitor. I'm sure that won't happen. But show it, have it, ask him to show you something that's indisputable that he's there, whether, you know, he moves his picture or that your song comes on the radio or, you know, whatever it is, that something happens or that the dogs go over to where you think he's sitting and they're both looking at that space, you know, that it's indisputable. That would be lovely. And just let it happen. Are you okay?
Making a note.
Oh,
Indisputable sign. He is there.
yeah. Okay. So, was there anything else that you'd like to chat about today or
No, I think
about chatted
we
out?
covered a lot of ground.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, it's things are going to be getting better all around for everyone. We just have to weather these moments that are uncomfortable and know that they're only temporary. They're not going to be here forever. And just hold that beautiful light and that trust and that love that all is well. Okay, well, sending you lots of love.
I gotcha.
Okay, and I guess we'll see you next week. And we're
okay.
I'm trying, unless it is.
On the 10th.
On the 10th, we have Wednesday. We'll have the Florence meeting, but
Yeah.
it may just be you, me and you. Oh, I did talk to Mary, and she's trying to get her schedule turned around so she can make the meetings.
Oh. Okay.
And I guess we'll meet on the 11th at 10:30 time on Thursday.
And then the 16th at 10:30 for the angel reading.
Yes. And then the 18th for our regular meeting. And then the next week, I think it's
Christmas Day.
And we can talk about that later. Okay, honey, we'll have a lovely afternoon. And of
Me
course,
too.
if anything comes up, please reach out, okay?
I will.
Okay, hon. Okay, see you
Take
next
care.
week. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.